The Southeast Alaska Power Agency owns the two hydroelectric power plants at Swan Lake near Ketchikan and Tyee Lake near Wrangell. The agency has agreements in place with the Thomas Bay Power Authority to operate Tyee and with Ketchikan Public Utilities for the operation of Swan. SEPA recently commissioned a review of its organization and those operating agreements and found potential for cost savings. The agency's CEO, Trey Acteson, told the Petersburg City Council this month that one of the recommendations from that review is a switch to a single contractor to operate both plants.
And at the end of the day, the big goal there is to make some changes to help minimize the impact of the pressure on rates, because the projects are starting to age, and we're doing a lot of what we call R&R projects, which is basically repair, restore, replace the various aging infrastructure. So that that compounds the challenges with rates as well down the road.
Acteson said any reorganization would not affect the long-term power sales agreement in place for the three communities. That contract gives Wrangell and Petersburg the first right to the electricity at Tyee Lake and Ketchikan the right to power produced at Swan Lake. With a few exceptions, the contract also requires those communities to buy electricity first from the two SEPA plants before relying on other sources of power. The report commissioned by the agency also recommended another possibility, having SEPA itself operate the two plants instead of a contractor. Petersburg City Councilor Don Koenigs wanted the agency to look further into that possibility.
What are the pros and cons if SEPA were to take it over themselves and be the power agency and control all of that, and everything would be internal? We still, as communities, are protected by the long-term contract, and we would benefit from that. So for the council to make a decision as to whether we wanted to disband or no longer participate in having the two communities of Wrangell and Petersburg providing oversight on Tyee and Ketchikan doing likewise on the other end, just abolish all that, there would be tremendous savings. Long haul. We still have our representation at the SEPA board level.
Koenigs noted that with SEPA owning and operating the plants, it would be easier for the agency to develop new power sources. Changes to the operating agreements will take at least 2 years and may mean a request for proposals or RFP seeking a single contractor. SEPA's Acteson said the first step would be notifying the two operators that the agency was considering the change.
Make the notification, get everybody on board. The next process is to start developing the key components that are kind of the building block for the new organization, if you will. And many of those would be included with the single operator, regardless if it's SEPA or could be Thomas Bay Authority. It could be KPU. It could be any entity if we put it out for our RFP. Certainly those two entities would have some advantage because they're familiar with the projects in some ways.
Petersburg elected officials plan to teleconference with their counterparts in Wrangell on the issue during a work session November 5th. The SEPA board may decide on taking the first step for reorganization at a meeting in December. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.